In this episode of Fictional Hangover, we discuss Clicks, Tricks, and Cures in Pretties by Scott Westerfeld.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fictional Hangover, a podcast about our favorite young adult books, series, and authors that is full of spoilers. I'm Amber Law.
And I'm Amanda Law.
And today we're going to be discussing Pretties by Scott Westerfeld.
Standard disclaimer. If you haven't read this book, please remember that all of our podcasts are going to be full of spoilers. If you haven't read and don't want to be spoiled, stop listening to us and go read or listen to the books. If you haven't done this but want to pretend that you have, or if you don't care about spoilers, or if you just love us so much that you don't care about any of that, then listen up.
Woo! So, Amanda Law, what's up?
Not much, Amber Law. What have you been doing lately?
Getting into any bubbly fun lately?
Oh, have you gone to any bashes?
Any bashes? I was trying to think of what I did Saturday. I'm like, what did I do?
Can you make it bubbly?
No, it wasn't a bash. I didn't go to any bashes.
Me neither.
I've been very productive this last week, though.
Oh, good.
Which is nice. I know. This weekend was I got a couple big to-do list check items checked off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I read the new Gail Carriger book.
Oh, yes. Tell.
Oh, I loved it so much.
Is it the last one in a series or is it a new series?
It's the last one in her newest series.
Okay.
It's the new adultish one. So they're a little bit older. They're not teenagers. They're like early mid-20s. And they ride around in a dirigible, encountering different types of shifters.
Okay.
And this last one was focused mainly on the male main character, and he gets a love interest, and it's adorable. And because it's the last set in this world for the foreseeable future, she had to bring back all sorts of fun characters from the past. Bumbersnoot makes an appearance.
Bumbersnoot!
Which we love, Bumbersnoot. And Sophronia shows up.
Sophronia, okay.
Which is interesting because she's, you know, been off doing her Wicker Chicken things and now she's showing up again.
Don't spoil anything because Claire will probably read that.
Claire probably will read it. So I can't spoil anything.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a nice ending. It made me sad though because, you know, those are my favorite books, and it's over.
She did say that she might write more in the future, right? Like one day, but yeah. That's all her contract was for, yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. But the way all of these stories have been going, they're like tied together through some family instance, you know, children, and there is a child now, so maybe we can hope in the future, in like the 1920s, we might have a new story set. I don't know. That's dreams, though. It might not happen. I feel like at some point in her life, Gail Carriger has said that if corsets aren't involved, she's not going to write about it. So ooh. I don't think we'll get any newer things.
Probably not then. Oh.
No. Although she does have a new science fiction book, too, that is, you know, outer space. With purple aliens and multiple genders and tentacles.
Random.
That's a good one, too.
Really? Did you read it? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It's called The Fifth Gender. It's good.
Okay.
Not for our show, though.
I was going to say, I'm not.
Definitely
I don't know.
Not. Definitely not for our show.
Yeah. Okay.
But cool. still very good.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope. I don't think so. Just, you know, still redoing my bedroom and stuff, which has been fun.
That is fun.
That's it, though. I don't think anything really new. I'm traveling the next couple weeks. I'm going out of town. So, not on Tuesday, so.
Good. Where are you going? Doing work stuff?
No, actually just fun. So, I'm going to Boston for a long weekend to see friends next week. I leave Thursday, and then the week after, I'm leaving Thursday to go to a wedding, to go to my cousin's wedding in Canada, which I am in. So that's a big deal. Very excited.
You're in the wedding?
Yes.
Are you a maid?
I'm a bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid, yeah.
Yes.
Well, what color are you wearing?
It's called wine.
Oh, okay.
So her colors are navy and wine, which I love, and gold, I think. Really pretty. My dress is really pretty. I'm a terrible person, haven't gotten it altered yet, and it's 2 weeks away. So I need to probably do that like tomorrow. It's just the bottom. It just needs to be hemmed.
Oh.
And it's not really.
No, that's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. They should be able to do it in a week. So, but it fits fine everywhere else. So it'll be really nice. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to my cousin being done with the stress of planning a wedding too.
Mm-hmm.
Like for her sake. But for her sake.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
And seeing her and my family.
Yeah, that's fun too.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Hooray. I think we should get into talking about this book.
Okay. You got some background info.
Yes, of course I do. So I found an interesting article with quotes from Scott Westerfeld while I was researching this time. He was quoted in an article called The Face of the Future by Ruth LaFerla and Natasha Singer in the New York Times on December 15th, 2005. The article was about a woman who got a face transplant after her dog attacked her.
Whoa.
Yeah. But the article was insane. One passage, including one of his quotes, says, Mr. Westerfeld noted that such themes, and here they're talking about, you know, cosmetic surgery and face transplants, once the province of science fiction, now parallel mainstream attitudes about the self and identity. There is increasing acceptance that, as human beings, we get to choose who we are, he said. And the line between what you get to choose and don't choose is moving all the time. The article was really odd. Somehow comparing this woman's tragedy to that terrible show on Fox called The Swan and that movie Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. Oh, it was weird. God. It was weird.
Yeah, it sounds really weird. You know, I read an article about a woman who had a face transplant after trying to blow her face off with a shotgun.
Yikes.
And it was the most intriguing pictures of like before and after and just like the whole process.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Well, what were your initial thoughts about the book, this book, The Pretties?
Okay. So after we knew that Tally was going to finally get what she wanted and become pretty, I was kind of excited to find out how it would go terribly wrong in this book and, you know, not really let down.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. This book right here is my kind of book, right? Pretty people, costume parties, clicks, and tricks.
Yeah.
I don't know that I love the ending myself. Like, I just feel like I would have liked to stay in like Pretty Town, New Pretty Town, like the whole time, and just made an amazing click like they did with the Crims and like kept doing bubbly making tricks and whatever. But I did really enjoy it. So
I'm really glad you made me read these books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Not that I wouldn't have read them anyway. Like, there was no reason why I didn't read them. We talked about this last time, but right. I'm glad that you actually made me get around to doing it because I enjoy them. They're ridiculous, but I enjoy them.
Good.
So thanks.
I wouldn't have guessed that you would have liked them.
Well, I like dystopias too. I just don't read them so much anymore.
Yeah. And this is a totally different type of dystopia, right? Like, it's not like a Hunger Games Divergent testing type. It's the premise of it's very different.
Yeah. But there are still some terrible things going on in the background. So it's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just different. Like, I feel like the other ones have some similar themes. And, you know,
murder.
What I mean?
Murder.
Murder. And like, but I feel like, yeah, I mean, I guess that's a society in all cases. But in those ones, it's not about how they look. It's not such a superficial thing. Whereas it's very superficial here. It's interesting. It's just a different twist.
It is.
So.
But I like it. And a lot of it is based in science.
Yeah. Which is really cool too. You know, yeah. I love science. So.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So you want to get into the summary?
Yes.
All right. So remember at the end of Uglies that Tally decided to sacrifice her ugliness and get the pretty making surge? Well, she did. And that was totally bubbly. Now she's with Shay, and they're drinking bloodies and champagne, trying to figure out what to wear to the bash tonight. This bash is pretty word important. I don't know a pretty word for important. So this bash is totally pretty word important. They're trying to get into the Crims, a clique in New Pretty Town. At the bash, a special is following Tally, which is totally nervous making.
You're like oddly good at that, Amanda. I'm not going to be as good. That was really great, though.
Thanks.
I'm not sure if I should be worried or impressed.
You should be impressed.
Okay, I'm impressed.
Okay, thanks.
So the special isn't a special, though. It's Croy, that Smokey she knew before she became pretty. He says he has something to give her, but he hid it in Valentino Mansion. She went after him, but got hit in the head by Paris's knee when the two bungeed off the balcony. This bloody accident was bubbly enough to get Tally into the Crims and earn her the attention of head Crim Zane. He's pretty word attractive.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
he's butterfly making. He's spoon making. Totally spoon making.
Totally spoon making.
But he asks. So yes. Yes. So he's attractive. But he asks her about David and the smoke. Mm-mm.
How dare he? Zane used to know Croy back in his ugly days. They were supposed to run away to the smoke, but Zane stayed behind. He wishes that he didn't, though. Zane wants to help Tally find whatever it is that Croy hid. They have to go to a room in Valentino Mansion, but that room doesn't exist. They figure out that where the room should be is an elevator, which leads them to an old locked-up storage room. Tally keeps getting distracted, and to keep her focused, Zane keeps kissing her, which is totally bubbly-making. Inside the storage room, Tally finds a letter that she left to herself explaining why she had to become a pretty and two pills, the cure for the brain lesions that she just read about in her note. She's too afraid to take them, though, and the specials are coming for them. Zane wants to take the cure and says he will if she won't. So they split them. Maybe it'll halfway work, right? Special circumstances makes it there right after they each take half the cure and puts them in cuffs that can hear what they're saying, and they always know where they are, and they don't come off.
Ooh.
Ah, no, yikes. Excuse me, let me slip back into myself for a second. Yikes! Cuffs that don't come off, I dislike that.
And that can hear you?
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. No, thank you.
They remind me of the testing bracelets.
I know, me too! Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Now that they've each taken half of the cure, Tally and Zane are feeling more bubbly than ever. But Zane is starting to get headaches, which is weird because that doesn't happen when you're pretty. You don't get sick. Oh well. The two hatch a plan to get the Smokies to send them more pills to give to others by crashing an ice skating rink into a soccer field. They hope that this exciting event will be bubbly enough to make the rest of the bubbleheads think clearly. It works a little bit. It was also very famous making for the click, which gains the attention of someone special, real special, Dr. Cable.
Should like prepare myself every time. Dr. Cable finds Tally at a bash where the Crims are celebrating and deduces that Tally remembers what happened. Well, at the end of Uglies. She doesn't quite realize that Tally and Zane are totally cured, but she thinks they're on their way, and she offers Tally a way to become bubbly all the time by becoming a special. Tally turns her down, though. Mm. Upon returning to the party, Tally is confronted by Shayla, who is also thinking more clearly than usual. She climbed up the Valentino building like Tally did, thinking it would make her more bubbly, and it did. Now she remembers things from when she was ugly, like Tally betraying the smoke and Tally stealing David away. Callie tells her about taking the cure with Zane, which makes Shay super angry. Okay, look, I need to rant about this because she refused to take the cure. Why is she so pissed now? Makes me angry.
Because she's jealous and bitter like an ugly inside.
Ugh.
She might be pretty, but she's ugly inside.
Is ugly on the inside.
Just saying. Well, speaking of, so she can feel bubbly all the time, too, without the cure, Shay has created another clique with others that didn't make it into the Crims called Cutters. And you can guess why they have that name.
Ooh.
Also during this time, Zane ends up in the hospital because of his headaches. And because he and Tally have been starving themselves to get skinny enough to take off their cuffs. Oh, and
but that totally doesn't work.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. They decide that they definitely need to escape the city now. And they're going to take a few other Crims with them. Another friend, Fausto?
His name is Fausto.
Fausto?
Okay. Fausto. Oh my God.
Another friend, Fausto, helps them get out of their cuffs, which involves a ridiculous first plan, using a huge crushing machine on the cuffs and their hands, and an even more ridiculous second plan, which is sticking their hands into fire whilst wearing glass-blowing gloves. Where are they going to get that much heat, though? Oh, yeah. A hot air balloon.
Luckily for everyone involved, there's a clique called the Hot Airs. Tally, Zane, and the others who are planning to escape borrow hot air balloons from that clique and plan to hoverboard out of them to the new smoke after melting off their tracking cuffs. It's fairly successful, that is, until Paris... Remember Paris, Tally's former best friend, decides he doesn't want to go anymore. And he delays Tally's exit, so she falls into a territory of violent, almost caveman-like people. Don't worry, though. They consider Tally a god, and the village holy man named Andrew Simpson Smith, who can speak the language of the gods fluently, tries to help Tally get to the rusty ruins so she can begin her trek to the new smoke. But Andrew's world is very small, and he can't take her past the end of the world. Tally figures out that these villagers are being kept as an experiment by the specials and some pretty scientists to study violence. What? Yikes. Falling out of my voice. What? Seriously. Tally makes it out of the protected zone by stealing a hover car from the scientists.
Tally makes it to the rusty ruins and is met by David, who has come to take her to the new spoke. He always knew she'd come back. When they get there, the rest of her friends have already made it, which is good until we find out that Zane is not doing so well. The pills that he and Tally shared were meant to be taken together, one containing nanos to repair the lesions, and the other a method to stop the nanos from destroying the brain. Guess which one each of them took?
Ooh.
On the plus side, Tally managed to heal herself.
Yay!
And on the not so plus side, not really sure how you say that, but Zane is not only missing part of his brain, but he had a tracker installed in his tooth that time he was in the hospital in New Pretty Town. Uh-oh.
He's totally brain missing. Oh my God.
Everyone, no, you're good. My brain didn't comprehend that. That's what happened.
Is your brain missing?
It's totally brain missing. Everyone flees, except for Zane and Tally. Tally even gets rid of David by telling him to get his ugly face out of here. Super harsh. And then the specials have arrived, and uh-oh. Shay is one of them. And at the end, she says, "Face it, Tallywa, you're special."
Dun, dun, dun.
So we ended uglies with the word pretty.
Yes, and we ended pretties with the word special. You know that, I guess you read about all of that, right? How the third one ends and then how the fourth one ends.
I didn't read about the fourth one. I know the third one, though.
Mm.
I didn't want to read anything about the fourth one.
Well, the fourth one doesn't necessarily follow the same pattern. And the last word of the fourth one is the word cake. So he was like, if I ever write a fifth book, it has to be called Cakes.
Cake.
Oh, man.
All right. What was your favorite part?
Tally being a god? That part was ridiculous, but I liked it, I think.
So random.
So random. Oh my gosh. So what's your favorite part?
I love all the tricks. So bubbly. Honestly. No, but everything from climbing up the tower when they're trying to find the key that Croy left them, to the ice skating rink, to the hot air balloons, to just everything. I love the scheming. I like making crazy stunts come together. Super bubbly making.
So I feel like we should also both say that we really love the slang in this series.
So you couldn't tell, actually, I learned a good lesson about this, about creating your own language. He took a bunch of words and made them all mean the same thing. So anything that has a good connotation and means good, exciting, awesome, you would say bubbly. So that's totally bubbly making. That's bubbly. Are you bubbly? And then if it's bad, anything that's like not favorable, not good, bad, whatever, you would say bogus.
Definitely.
It's bogus making.
Do you know a lot of his slang too came from either Australia, where his wife is from, or from like 1920s slang?
Yeah, so the Australia one is because of the eyes, right? So like the littlies, the crumblies, the icy, the smokies. Yeah. I guess in Australia, that's like a big thing, like brekkie, crispy prezzies.
Yeah, they shorten everything too.
Everything with an
like
I.
Like spoggle.
Yeah. So interesting. Yeah. Cool little lesson.
Yeah. Speaking of his wife, Justine Larbalester, we might need to read some of her books and talk about them on the show. They're interesting.
Oh, cool. I've never even heard of her.
Yeah. I read one several years ago called, I think maybe it's just called Liar. It's very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a weird storyline, but it was very interesting.
Okay. I'm down.
That's pretty old, though. I'm sure she has some newer stuff. maybe we should read something newer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, back to Pretties. What's your least favorite part?
Honestly, I'm just really upset that Tali and Zane split the cure and didn't follow directions. So bogus.
That is totally bogus. Don't you know when you take medication, you have to take it properly?
Take it as prescribed.
Definitely. By the doctor who lives in a cave.
And the note you wrote yourself.
And the note you wrote.
With your consent on it.
The note that you had to get your friend to write yourself because you don't know how to write. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What was your least favorite part?
I hate that Shay is so upset that Tali didn't share the cure with her because she already turned it down.
Yeah.
And that was really frustrating to me. I also don't like the cutters. I read another book recently with cutting and self-harm, and I don't like it. It breaks my soulless heart. But I did read some stuff about Scott Westerfeld and why he included the cutters, because it's kind of the extreme other end of plastic surgery. They cut their faces to make them the way that they want to be. And so these cutters cut themselves to make them feel the way they want to feel. But still, I don't like it.
That's not really, like, if they're cutting their face, though, that's not really, like, a throw to real cutters.
No, they're not. The cutters aren't cutting their faces, but it's just, like, the extreme opposite of having all of this surgery done. Like, you're doing all of this stuff to make yourself who you want to be, and then people who cut are cutting to help them feel the way that, you know, they
want to feel. Need. Yeah, cutting's, like, a real big problem.
It is. And
it's very sad.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
Andrew Simpson Smith.
Say that fast. Three times.
Andrew Simpson Smith. Andrew Simpson Smith. Andrew Simpson Smith. But I have no idea why. I just think that part of the book was so utterly ridiculous, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Out of nowhere.
I know. Maybe, like, I hate loved it. I don't know. But I like Andrew Simpson Smith.
All right.
Who is your favorite?
I feel like no matter what I say, you have the potential for being upset with me for this.
But my favorite character is Andrew Simpson Smith, so it can't be much worse.
That's true. I think my favorite is Zane
Law. You like Zane Law? Do you have a crush on him?
Which is interesting because so many people feel like he doesn't have depth and weight as a character. And they really find that Tali, Croy, Shay have so much more depth to them. than Zane does. And I don't know. I feel like the more we find out about him, the more we realize that he's just like a scared kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, he chickened
out. And is trying to make it up to himself and to everybody else. And that's why he has something to prove. And I don't think he's as shallow as like everybody being reviewers and stuff that I've read on Goodreads, you know, make him out to be.
Oh, I don't think he is either. I think that he hates himself for chickening out of going to the smoke the first time. And now, like you said, he's trying to make up for it.
Yeah, I agree. I really like him. Yes, I do have a crush on Zane. I also happen to love the name Zane.
That's my granddad's name.
Is it? I have two Z names, a boy and a girl, that I just love them so much.
Would you care to share?
Zoe and Zane. Zoe's one of my favorite names of all time.
You haven't read House of Night. Oh my gosh, I couldn't think of like the series title. Have you read House of Night?
I have. You made me read it.
All of it? Did you read all of them?
I mean, I read like the first six, which were out when I read them. Five, maybe. They were a lot.
And
the white things and that's a weird book. That is a weird series. And then the spinoff, and I just couldn't handle that one. I didn't keep reading it.
I love them.
I mean, they're definitely interesting, but you know, I like certain things with vamps, but not like all of it.
And that one really teetered over into the witchcraft more than it did vampires. It's it's almost like they forgot they were vampires.
Yeah, there's a lot of cross melding. It's weird.
Yeah.
But still love it though. I know. Yeah.
And now their new spinoff series, which is much shorter. There's only going to be four in this series.
That's good.
But it's brand new and I like it.
Yeah, I know. I have it on my list. I remember.
Yeah. And PC Cass is wonderful in real life.
Yeah, that's. I know you like her.
I do. She's made of magic. Okay. Sorry. Ooh. Really went off the
Zane,
roller coaster
Zoe?
There, did we? Yeah. Okay. So were you surprised by anything in the book?
So when I read this, I don't think specials had come out yet. And I remember being really surprised about the cutters and the specials. Mm-hmm. So I did not see that happening. I saw Shayla becoming jealous the second mm-hmm. that Tally and Zane got together.
Yeah,
I was like, definitely. Oh gosh, shunted again. The best friends on the sidelines. Tally must just be so much prettier than Shay. No, I don't think that's actually it. She's just way cooler. So Shay just has all those ugly emotions inside of her and the pretty mm-hmm. face doesn't hide it. And yeah, so my point is I just totally just didn't see that coming. And I didn't see the specials coming at the end either. So I didn't see like Tally being forced into it. I just didn't see any of that stuff. And I don't know. I thought maybe like I tricked my, maybe I just didn't know that specials was coming out, but I think I just tricked myself into thinking it was a duology.
You were wrong.
I know.
You were wrong.
But I wanted to stop here. Can Zane just get cured and they can live happily ever after and build a new smoke? Because that's what I want.
No.
And then they can take over the city and become the governor and like replace Dr. Cable, but be Zane and Tally still.
No.
Because Tally transforms way too much in the series and like I can't handle it.
Yeah, there's something that I want to say about that, but only after we finish talking about specials.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're going to say, but that's.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. What were you surprised about?
I was really surprised by the experiment group in the wilderness.
Again.
It's been my response in some form in every single one of these questions. So clearly there's something to it in my head. But it was such an unusual turn and I was not expecting it at all.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I remember when that happened the first time I read it, too. I was like, wait. What? What's going on?
What is
like,
this?
What is this? What does this have to do with anything? Oh, man.
Nothing. Nope.
The end of the world. What do you wish would have happened?
I wish that Shay wouldn't have freaked out on Tally for taking the cure with Zane. I mean, and here I go again in all capital letters. She turned it down already once. Why should Tally think that she'd want to take it now? It doesn't make any sense. It hurts my brain.
Yeah.
Also, this is in reference to what you said earlier. Why couldn't they just stay and do bubbly tricks and get people to clear their mind that way? So seriously, why couldn't they?
Yeah, so I don't know. They could have.
And like they see the effect that these bubbly stunts are having on their friends, and it's clearing their minds and they're making more sense and they can see it happening. So why not just try that out?
Because it's not permanent, I think, right? Like, I don't think that the bubbly stuff actually reverses the lesions. I think it just, like, lessens them at the moment or, like, fights through them or something, right? It doesn't, like, make them go away.
But I think it could.
You think it could permanently get rid of them?
Yeah, if they kept doing stuff like that.
Maybe.
Because, you know, your brain is a magnificent organ and it will fix itself in ways once it figures out how. So I think... True. If they're starting to be more clear-headed after doing these tricks, like, why not try another one? I guess because the book would be way too long then if it was just them doing tricks over and over and over again. But still, I feel like if Tally was smart enough to figure out all of the stuff about Andrew Simpson Smith and his little crew of people, she probably could have figured out that her brain was healing itself, and so is everyone else's.
Yeah. Oh, Zane. Poor Zane.
Don't pour Zane yet. He's fine for now. For now. Spoiler. Okay, so sorry. Everything about all of this just it hurts my brain. So what about you? What do you wish would have happened?
I mean, the pills, man. Just the pills. I keep saying that same thing. Don't split them up. Come on. How does Tally remember so many things, but she doesn't remember that, like, there's two pieces. Like, there are two pills that are offered to Shay in Uglies. Two pills.
Mm-hmm.
It's two pieces. So why doesn't she remember that? Like, she's in the most bubbly-making situation possible when she takes those pills. How does she not remember that? And why doesn't she just let Zane take both of them? That's the other thing. Like, if you're that scared, just let Zane take both.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I mean, maybe... Well, I guess they don't have headaches, so they don't have to take Tylenol. But sometimes you have to take two. And did the pills look different?
The other thing is, how does that work? Like, I want to know the science behind that, because if I take the thing that destroys the lesions, it's like, how does it know when the nanos, how do they know when to take over to start eating the things and the stuff in the brain? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah. The science behind it's a little strange.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a little confusing.
It is. But I feel like if we read Bogus to Bubbly,
there are a bunch of things about nanos in there.
Yes.
So
everyone should read that all the way through.
Yeah.
We're reading it right now, but we haven't finished it yet.
No. We just read snippets so far.
We did.
Whew. All right.
Oh my gosh. Is it time?
You ready? Would think we are. You rather?
Would you rather? The question that we asked to you guys on Facebook... Much longer than what I'm about to ask you now. But come on, you don't need to hear the whole thing. Dr. Cable is coming, and she is going to force you to be pretty or to be special. So which one would you rather be forced to be? On Facebook, 24% of you said you would rather be forced to be pretty, and 76% said that you would rather be forced to be special.
And on Instagram, we had 18% pretty and 82% special.
Wow. Do you think they would say these things after having read specials?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that people were just going to click this, especially on Instagram, because what I did on Instagram, instead of copying your Facebook post, I don't know if you saw it. I actually took screenshots and put them next to each other and tried to explain it, because I felt like if people just saw it, they'd be like, of course, I'd rather be pretty than special. So I thought that I would end up with a lot more pretty responses on Instagram, but I didn't. So I don't know. I think people understood that they were saying, like, the difference between the two of them was, you know.
My Facebook post was really long, too. So
I know. Maybe, and I used it when making mine.
Yeah. So maybe they actually read it.
Yeah.
And didn't just look at the pictures. That's fantastic. Good. All right. So Candace said, special. All you have to say is I'd be FBI and I'm down, LOL. Not gonna lie, I want all the cool powers. LOL. Yes, LOL. You do, Candace. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Lydia said, honestly, a pretty just to join the group Zane made in book two. I forgot the name, but it was Dope AF and Zane is my boo. Oh, shout out.
Shelby said, at least if I'm a special, I'll be able to work outside the system to a degree and be more able to overcome it, like Tally. Although, being a pretty with no worries and having everything provided is slightly tempting.
All right. What did you say?
I just have to say, I really thought that you would enjoy Lydia's.
I did. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, I thought that you would really like it.
Dope AF.
And Zane. And Zane. So I said that I would rather be special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like, I don't know. It's like super like hard, I think, for me, because special is great because you don't have to deal with your feelings, right? Like you, all those feelings are kind of gone. But like also when you're pretty, some of the feelings are gone. So it's kind of confusing. I think that if it was real life, I'd be a special. But I think in my head, I'd be a pretty, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think if real life presented me with this option, I would be special because I would love to have the powers and to be doing something in the world, right? Like, I don't know that I'm good at being idle, but the idea of being pretty, like, that's fun.
Yeah. But like we talked about in the past, in the last episode, you're only pretty for a little while until you're 25, until you start choosing your career. And then you become a middle pretty, so it's a little bit different, and you can have a career. You can become a scientist.
Yeah, see, so it would be, I don't know, like, I think that being pretty would be kind of fun. Also, if you could cure your brain lesions, like, I don't know, I think I'd be okay with being pretty. If I could cure, if I knew I could cure my own brain lesions and, like, be with the Crims and then be, like, a scientist or a doctor or something as my career, I would totally be pretty over being special. As long as I knew that I would find some sort of purpose.
Yeah.
So.
I think that you would succeed as being a middle pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be a good middle pretty probably.
I mean, you kind of already are.
Yeah, I am. Oh my God.
Hey.
God. I know. You're right.
Getting toward crumbly stage here.
No, you are not. Don't even joke about that. Crumblies are like 50 and up. We middle pretties for a while, girl.
Feeling crumbly.
I mean, yeah, I guess some of us, that's that, sometimes I feel like all of us probably feel that way, just probably. Like some of us probably feel like ugly sometimes.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Little tricky uglies. All right, would you rather be with Zane or David?
This is a difficult decision, mostly, I mean, because
we all know who my boo is, so you go.
We do but I feel like because I've read the rest of the series, my answer is different. So if I was just thinking just now, I'm only a pretty, I would probably pick Zane because I'm a pretty and he is a pretty. But that's with pretty brain.
Even with self-healing pretty brain, though? I mean, at the end of this book, Tally is with David and she still cares about him a lot.
Yeah, she does. I don't know. And he taught her a lot of stuff and he's pretty smart. So maybe I would pick David the whole time. If I had gone with my original answer, because I've read the entire series, then I would definitely say David. But,
right.
You know, trying to think just right now, just pretties. If it was just pretties, I would pick Zane. But the entire series, David.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
It's hard. It's hard to think about. It's hard to separate it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be a Smokey or a part of Andrew Simpson Smith's group?
I feel like we added this one just so Amanda could keep talking about Andrew Simpson Smith.
That's true.
Because obviously the answer is I'd rather be a Smokey. Come on now. We're not about to be a science experiment. I mean, everybody's a science experiment in this book, so let's be real. But I'd rather be a science experiment as a Smokey than in a world that, like, ends within a 2-day walk or 3-day walk or whatever it is.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about Andrew Simpson Smith more. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Which one would you be?
Obviously a Smokey, because Andrew Simpson Smith's group is not, it's not the place to be.
What if you could be Andrew Simpson Smith himself versus just being a Smokey?
And I've read the rest of the series? Then sure, I'd be Andrew Simpson Smith.
No. Just this series.
Just this one. I mean, everyone in his group looks up to him, so... If I could be Andrew Simpson Smith, then sure, I would be Andrew Simpson Smith.
Okay.
He's a holy man.
He is a holy man. Full of holes.
Oh, no. Oh, in the whole wide world of ear-related humor.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go with Holy.
I did. All right. Would you rather hoverboard from a hot air balloon or fall through an ice skating rink to a soccer field?
With appropriate gear.
Yes. With hover jackets. Is that what they're bungee jackets?
Bungee jackets.
Bungee jackets. Yeah.
This is like the same question that we asked in the first one. I like the idea of their giant prank of breaking the ice skating rink and falling into the soccer field. So that's probably what I would pick. Also, I don't think that I would ever willingly go up in a hot air balloon.
Oh, you don't like heights?
No.
That's right.
Oh. What about you?
I mean, I think the ice skating rink too, just because I think it's so much more tricky. Like, I think it's so, so bubbly.
It is very bubbly making.
The other is more like mentally stimulating and bubbly making, but the ice skating rink is way more famous making, tricky type thing.
Definitely. It is definitely famous making.
And all together, you know what I mean? Like, you get to be together and like, it's so much fun. Yeah, I think that'd be more fun.
Okay. Last question. Why are all my questions ridiculous? Would you rather smash your hand or stick it in a fire?
Stick it in a fire.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Even without the glove, I feel like I'd still rather do fire. I don't know, man. Your bones aren't going to, it's going to be painful. But
yeah,
regrowing bones versus burnt skin?
Yeah. Regrowing bones is a nasty business.
Yes, it is. Might take all night.
Oh my gosh. What do you expect? Pumpkin juice? Yeah, so I would definitely, I think I'd rather stick my hand in a fire too.
Yeah.
Because I think it would take a lot more work to repair. I know we were just being Madame Pomfrey, but seriously, I think it would take a lot more work to repair broken bones than, I mean, sticking your hand into a fire is going to be awful and the burns are going to be terrible, but at least your bones would still probably function. Depending on how hot the fire is.
And you could get full power of your hand back. That's the other thing. Like, you potentially, if your skin heals, like, could have full mobility in your hand. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you smashed it, the likelihood that your hand will be okay in the future is very low. I speak from personal experience.
You smash your hand?
Smash my knees.
Oh, okay.
Never be the same.
Right. All right.
So, all right.
Can I just say that I'm glad that even though the summer of Harry Potter is over, we still keep talking about Harry Potter.
I know. I was thinking that. I was like, gosh, can't even go a single episode.
Nope, we can't. And I think it needs to be a life goal to try to throw Harry Potter into every single thing we do.
Spot the Harry Potter reference. We shouldn't say that we do it. We should just do it and see if people notice our Harry Potter references.
We should definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the end of Would You Rather. That was fun.
Yes. What are the life lessons you took from this book?
When someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's a Ghostbusters quote, but I think it applies.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Also, you should use your abilities for the greater good. And she is definitely a god in the eyes of Andrew Simpson Smith and his crew. And I think that she could help them. By stealing a hover car and escaping. Nah, maybe not, but still.
Yeah.
Use your abilities for the greater good. What about you?
So I have a few. I think obviously I've talked about this the whole time, but like, always follow instructions. Come on, just follow instructions. Not always, maybe, I don't know, but like, when it comes to medical stuff, follow instructions.
When it comes to medical stuff, for sure.
For sure, that's what I'm saying. Like, break some rules, but like, follow medical instruction, please.
Please listen to your medical liver. Cave liver. Cave dweller.
I think also there's some good lessons in here about having choice, being really important to have a choice. You know, we see time and time again, people have that choice taken away from them. And we see the contrast with Maddie in the last book, not forcing Shay to take the cure.
Right.
Yeah.
I really respected Maddie for that.
Yeah, me too.
But then Shay freaks out about it in this one, which is really frustrating. But I've talked about that 1,000 times. Anyway, so I'm sorry. Go on.
This one's for you. Our mind plays tricks on us, right? And like, our limitations that we place on our life are told to us by the people that we look to as authority figures. And it takes a lot to break free of that, right? So, like, with Andrew Simpson Smith, he's told that his world is this tiny little area, and it blows his mind when he finds out that that's not true, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that can be that, like, such a valuable lesson for us in general. Like, the people in the city are told that that is their world and that is all that exists. And if they mm-hmm. go along with it, they'll have a good life. And, like, minds are blown when we find out that that's not real, right? Yeah. So I think that can apply to us today, too. Like, you know, people telling us how to behave, how to live, what to wear. Like, you know, we can look back on 50 years ago how being gay was not socially acceptable. And, like, guess what? It is. Mind blown, right? Like, life, I think, in general, and, like, to have progress in society, it's all about breaking those boundaries and those limitations that people put on us mm-hmm. and thinking outside of it.
Do you know, at first, when you said that this one was for me, I thought you meant that I needed to learn this life lesson. And I was like, but... No, but I understand that. No, but then you mentioned Andrew Simpson Smith, and I was like, oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah. No, it was about Andrew Simpson Smith.
That's why it's perfect. Okay. Come on.
No. This is what I got from reading about him, was that.
Yeah. So what are your final thoughts?
I'm not sure I want to read anymore. I feel really good about being Amber Law and being bubbly and doing all sorts of bubbly making things and going to parties that require costumes and black tie, and I'm good. I just want to stay here. I just know it's going to get worse. So, totally nervous making. I don't want to finish it. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm going to, but I don't want to. What are your final thoughts?
I don't even know what to say here. This book was totally bonkers making. And that's right. That's my own word.
Bonkers making.
Totally bonkers making. But really, it is. It was a very interesting middle to a series.
Yes, it was. Definitely was.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it that I always like these ones? I always like the ones that are, like, vapid and, like, somewhat shallow. But they're not, too. I don't know. I just like to have fun. Because
they're
fun like that. I like to read about it.
Yeah, they're fun, easy reads, so it's definitely okay to like them.
Thank you for making me feel better about myself. I appreciate that.
I try, Amber Law.
Thanks, Amanda Law.
Naga. Okay, so that's it for this episode of Fictional Hangover. I'm Amanda Law.
And I'm Amber Law.
Join us next time as we discuss Specials by Scott Westerfeld. If you have anything to share with us about anything we've discussed so far or any questions about what's coming up, let us know. Also, be sure to look out for our next Would You Rather poll on social media. Until next time, remember, the only cure for a fictional hangover is another book.
You can find us at fictionalhangover.com, follow us on Instagram at fictionalhangover, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fictionalhangover, and on Twitter at fictionalhangove, no E-R. Also, special shout out to Liz Emerson for her music. You can find her on Facebook at Liz Emerson or on Patreon. Thanks for listening.
Excellent.
Ayo.
My gosh, this episode is going to be so short.